This is Colourful.
Thank you so much, Carla. Yes, I'm still at the World Travel Market, and my focus today is still Africa and the Middle East. So I've touched upon Iraq, and now I need to touch upon South Africa, the country that we all remember to be hosting the World Cup 2010. And joining me right now to talk to us about the beauty of South Africa is Fiona Buchner, Regional Director in Europe. A very good morning to you, Fiona.
Good morning.
Okay, now I mentioned about the World Cup 2010, and I think for many of us, that was when we saw the true beauty of South Africa. But I'm sure for you, it's quite regular.
Of course. I mean, we live in a very beautiful country, but I think really what the World Cup did for us is that it changed perceptions about South Africa. It not only opened up that we're so much more than just a sunny wildlife destination, that there's a wealth of other things to do, but more importantly, people got to see our best asset, which is the people of South Africa and the friendliness of the South Africans welcoming the world to our country.
Okay, we also know South Africa from this fabulous film that's been launched recently, Africa United. And I think together with the World Cup, that's helped to put South Africa or keep it on the map.
Absolutely, and that's got to be our challenge post the World Cup, is how we make sure that we keep the prominence of our country in everyone's minds. But taking that awareness of South Africa on the backs of things like Africa United, on the back of World Cup, and making sure that people convert that awareness into a desire to visit our country and to actually book and come to South Africa. And obviously that's got a lot to do with the price to come to South Africa and the availability of experiences to do in South Africa. So we're working very hard post the World Cup to make sure that we've got the right price points available in the market and to make sure that people know the wealth of experiences that they can have in South Africa.
And touching upon price, I mean, many people will be aware that as of the 1st of November, taxes went score high. So a lot of people now are probably who were planning to go to South Africa for next year, probably think that they can't now, they just have to stop at home.
Well, they would be wrong, and we would absolutely encourage people to come to South Africa. We've got some great price points in the market at the moment. SAA is selling tickets at 555. You can also come to South Africa comfortably. There are some special deals at the moment at 799, including 4 nights in Cape Town. So it really is a value for money destination. And I think the thing that people need to take away is that eating out in restaurants in South Africa, we've got high quality of food at a very good rate. We obviously have a fantastic wine industry ourselves, so the cost of wine in South Africa is very affordable. So the actual experiences in South Africa are absolutely within everyone's pocket and deliver that great experience, you know, given a great exchange rate as well. I think currently the exchange rate with the pound is sitting at about 11 to 1, which means that your pounds go a long, long way in South Africa.
So we can go and spend. Now, South Africa is absolutely vast. So for a new visitor, where would you say we should aim to or for?
I think it very much depends on your particular point of interest. You know, we've got a wealth of adventure experiences to be had. The Eastern Cape, for example, is known as the adventure capital of South Africa. So if you were an adventure kind of person, the Eastern Cape would be it. If you're looking for sunshine, beaches, etc., KwaZulu-Natal would be the place that you'd want to go. Obviously not forgetting our wonderful wildlife in the Kruger National Park, which stems across our Limpopo and Mpumalanga regions. And Cape Town being one of the most beautiful cities in the world, including the wine routes, is also a great stop to go to. So I think it very much depends on your interests. To go to our website, www.southafrica.net, find out what's going to suit you the best and book to go to that particular area of South Africa.
And finally, you know, from the World Cup, I know we spoke about trying to keep the interest still there and Africa United as well. Do you find that people still want to go to South Africa because of the World Cup and Africa United?
Absolutely. I mean, our research shows that our levels of awareness are very high. The positivity towards our country is very high. And the intent to plan to gather information and plan to come to South Africa has also shown to be very high. We've got to make sure that we keep the momentum going post the World Cup and make sure that people can find that information and they can actually book. And that's really where we work very strongly with our trade partners, WTM being a great opportunity for us to engage with our trade partners to make sure that those packages are ready available to the people that want to book.
And just remind us of the website address for us to go to so we can visit South Africa.
Okay, it is www.southafrica.net. And we look forward to welcoming you to our beautiful country.
Fiona Buchner, thank you so much for talking to us on Colourful.
This is Colourful.